Good morning po sa inyong lahat. Welcome po sa ating Soul Devo each week, every Wednesday at 7 a.m. At purihin ang Panginoon na once again tayo po ay nagkasama-sama dito sa ating gawain na ito. No? So thank you sa lahat po ng mga nakikinig, nanonood, both here in the Philippines as well as abroad. So purihin ang Panginoon po sa bawat isa sa inyo. Go ahead, kung meron po kayong mga pagbati sa comments, just, post them. It would be nice kung you can also say hello to each and everyone dahil gusto rin natin maging community ito. At of course, yung pag-share natin ng broadcast na to, that's greatly appreciated. No? Maraming salamat sa inyo na nag-click ng share. And of course, syempre, yung like button, ano? If you have not yet subscribed to our page, please do so if you can. Ganun din sa YouTube kung di pa kayo nagsasubscribe doon. I would appreciate it if you can do that as well. So, purihin ng Panginoon. As you can see sa background ko, na medyo unti-unti na nagkakaroon ng kaliwanagan yung aking bookshelf. Although, to be honest, medyo overwhelming talaga. Maraming pang mga books na kailangan isaayos, no? Ilagay sa bookshelf, i-sort out, you know, all of that. Pero unti-unti lang, by God's grace. And as you well know, for those of you who might not know, kami po ay naglipat ng bahay after living in Calendola Village for 23 years. No? Can you imagine that? 23 years kami doon sa Calendola, and now we have transferred to Pasita. So Pasita na po kami by God's grace. And napakahirap po talaga ang maglipat, no? I would not advise it to anyone. Mahirap maglipat, lalo na in my case where I have so many books, no? So yung paglilipat ng libro can be quite daunting. Aside from the fact na siyempre marami pa iba pang gamit na kailangan na ilipat. Anyway, so sorry about that. Telling you about all these difficulties that we are going through. Let's dive in ngayon sa devotional natin. And today we are going to talk about something na I believe is going to be helpful sa bawat isa sa atin. Ang title po ng ating devo ay From Doubt to Faith. Okay? And specifically, we want to focus on this particular story sa Luke 24:13-35, which I believe siguro alam niyo na from the picture, di ba, that you saw at the start. Ito yung the two disciples walking on the road sa Emmaus, no, away from Jerusalem, and the Lord met with them, pero they did not recognize it, or they did not recognize him rather. And so that was a journey for them na from doubt to faith. No? So yun yung ating pag-uusapan today, from doubt to faith. Lahat po tayo, I think there are times, and this is specifically for those who are already followers of Christ. Okay, I'm not talking about those na who have not really started their journey of faith. Instead, ang gusto kong talakayin natin would be those people na who used to follow the Lord pero for some reason have lost their way. And so how do they get back? Paano sila babalik, no? From doubt to faith. And we are going to meditate on Luke 24:13-35 for that. Okay? So let's read that right now. Basahin po natin. And then we are going to pray and ask God to help us. Okay, so starting with verse 13, no, sabi niya, now that same day, so this is same day, bali Sunday, no, this is the Easter Sunday. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. And then, sabi niya, as they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together, you know, as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem, and do you not know the things that have happened in these days? What things?" He asked. You know, this is almost parang ano, no? Humorous kung titingnan natin. But anyway, "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied, "he was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, no, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." Wow, amazing, no? As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he was going further. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and then they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. Thanks be to God. Yan po ang ating passage for today that we want to reflect upon. So would you join me, Paul? Let's just come together in the presence of the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your grace, for allowing us to wake up, for giving us this opportunity, Panginoon, to reflect upon your word. We ask you, dear Lord, for your Holy Spirit to guide us as we talk about this. Lord, thank you for your teaching ministry in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are our teacher who is always guiding us into all truth through your Holy Spirit within us. So, Lord, this morning, once more, guide us and help us to understand what the Spirit of God is showing us through this passage. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, like I said, sometimes we find ourselves, for those of us who are followers of Christ, sometimes we find ourselves in those kinds of situations of buhay natin where we experience doubts and questions and probably discouragements in our lives. And we want to, of course, not stay there. We want to go back to a life of faith. And I know some people, minsan, they find it so hard to do that, you know. And so I want to talk about this morning, you know, how we can journey back from doubt to faith. And I'm referring, of course, to those who are followers of Christ, who siguro, because of some reason, has experienced some kind of, discouragement, some issues sa buhay that may be diverted their ano their daily walk no sa Panginoon. And so today we want to talk about that. And I from this story I see five stages that I want to just talk to you about. The first one in stage one is what I call misdirection. Okay, that is malalaman mo na you are in this kind of situation kasi you're heading in the wrong direction, in other words. So I want to just look at verses 13 to 16 to highlight this. Now let's talk about verses 13 to 16. Sabi ngayon sa so verse 13, now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. So they were supposed to be in Jerusalem, but of course there are some traumatic events that happened there, most significant of which syempre is the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus. Pero because of what had happened, as we are about to see in the story, they were heading in the wrong direction, and then sabi niya, they were talking with each other about everything that had happened. So of course we would see later on how this has affected them, pero we can see right at the onset na talagang apektado sila dito. And as they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. Now, so Luke is telling us that it was Jesus who came up. But the next verse says, but they were kept from recognizing him. They were kept from recognizing him. So there is something sa kanilang, emotional and spiritual state na that, that prevented them from recognizing Jesus, who was walking alongside with them at that time. They were heading in the wrong direction, as we can see. And yet, yung grace of God dito was that the Lord was still with them, or the Lord decided to walk along with them. And the only problem was that hindi nila na-recognize. They were not able to recognize him, even as Jesus himself was the one walking alongside on the road with them. And as I reflect on this, realize ko na sometimes when we are losing our way ka nga in the Christian life, may mga manifestations sa buhay natin. One of which, the most significant, I think, would be the felt absence of the Lord. Or at least yung isip natin that the Lord is not with us. But of course, the Lord is with us. No, he never disappears, or he's always present. It's just that yung experience natin or yung feeling natin of the Lord's presence seems to diminish or even altogether parang hindi natin nararanasan. Moreover, yung direction natin sa buhay, instead of obeying the Lord, instead of doing what he wants us to do, we find ourselves going in a different direction. Kasi ang focus natin is nawawala na kay Lord. And we can still have our discussions. We can still have our conversations. We can still have our religious talk. We still go to church. Pero spiritually, emotionally, parang we are detached from the presence of the Lord. Again, the Lord does not leave us. Okay? I think that's important to emphasize. Hindi naman tayo iniwan ng Panginoon. The Lord does not leave us. But somehow our hearts begin to, drift away from our intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus and His presence sa buhay natin. So I think that's the first stage. And you would recognize that kasi in your own life, parang masyado ka na nagiging busy. And although you're still, parang doing the same thing as before, going to church and all of that. Pero, sa puso mo, parang you do not experience God's presence. That may be a sign that you need to journey back, no, to faith. So that's the first one, the stage one. And as I reflect on the story even further, na-realize ko na merong desolation na nangyayari. You know, kapag mali ka na ng direksyon, often what follows is a discouragement, you know, feelings of parang, you know, disappointment with the Lord and so forth. So let's just reflect on that, verses 17 to 24. Sabi niya sa verse 17, he asked them, now remember, it is Jesus who is talking, no? Pero hindi nila na-recognize. What are you discussing together as you walk along? Okay. They stood still, sabi niya, and their faces downcast. I mean, that's no, a powerful statement, no? Now, here you have two followers of the Lord Jesus. They're not part of the 12, okay? Hindi sila yung, or at least the 11. And later on, we would Luke would identify one of them, which probably ito yung source ni Luke. Sabi niya, one of them named Cleopas asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem? Do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" So, yung faces nila were downcast. You know, their faces were downcast. Diba? Sabi nga ni David one time in Psalm 41 yata, you know, why so downcast, O my soul? You know, that's a feeling of depression, discouragement, desolation is the, would be the right word, you know, parang, Lord, ano nangyari, asan ka na? Or, you know, what is happening in my life? Why do you not answer my prayers? Or where are you when I need you? And stuff like that, you know, yan yung, this is the natural stage that we go through when, after, you know, being misdirected sa buhay natin, stage one. Stage two is we've experienced desolation. We begin to question whether, you know, iniwan na ba tayo ng Lord, or Lord, why are you not answering my prayer? Or we feel guilty and ashamed, and so many other feelings, you know, na parang we are left alone. So as we read on, no, like, basahin natin yun, as we read on, sabing ganyan, what things he asked. Now the Lord is not playing games with them. I believe he asked that question to help them think about what is going on in their hearts. And I believe ganun ang Panginoon sa atin, eh. He would impress upon us, you know, questions to help us evaluate, you know, what we are thinking about and what we are feeling about. Sabi niyan, about Jesus of Nazareth, sabi nila, he was a prophet, you know, that's how they saw him, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. You know, they got their facts correct up to a certain point, okay? And then sabi, the chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death and they crucified him. So, they're trying to recall the facts of the matter, and they were correct to a certain point, but not enough, ika nga. Not enough to bring them to that knowledge and intimate knowledge of Jesus that can help them navigate yung ano na yun, yung situation na yun, you know? So they were downcast, no? But notice yun, the next verse, sabi nila, but we had hope that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. Now we had hoped. You know, this is an interesting statement. I mean, we were expecting, we were hoping that he was going to be the one, you know, to redeem Israel. And what more, sabi nila, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, so amazed here is in a negative sense, na parang they think it's incredulous, no, parang it's hard to believe itong mga women what they were saying. So, you know, they went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. So, you know, they did not yet see that Jesus was alive. Of course, later on, this would be their experience. But yung wording ng statement nila indicates that they were just filled with doubts. And some of our companions went to the tomb, kami ganyan, and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see. So they were narrating all these things, you know, but you can sense na yung feeling nila of desolation and discouragement. Now, I don't know about you, no, but sometimes when we are losing our way in the Christian life and we're beginning to focus more on our problems, our challenges, our trials, etc., and then we begin to not take notice of our souls, you know, as it slowly departs from a sincere walk with Christ. And then after a while, siguro hindi mo napapansin, you begin to experience a lot of discouragement, disillusionment. You know, you begin to question, Lord, bakit ganyan? Ba't ganito nangyayari sa buhay ko? I remember that, you know, myself, you know, nung ako ay backslide years ago, from 1984 to 1988, about 4 years at that time. I came to know Christ at the age of 22 years old, no, 1982. But by 1984, you know, I lost my way and I got misdirected. Sinasabi ko sa inyo, yung misdirection, which is stage one. At first, there was, you know, okay lang naman because I did not immediately experience anything negative. Pero eventually, I went to stage two in my Christian life, wherein there was a lot of disillusionment, discouragement, and I was doing the wrong things in my life, and parang nakalimutan ko na the calling of Christ upon my life. And of course, there was a turnaround, you know, sometime in 1988, of which siguro, if you want to know the story, you can go to YouTube and hear about my testimony. But I want to talk about stage three, which is revelation, which I think is very crucial, not only for these two disciples of Christ, and also for us as we navigate our way from doubt to faith. I want to look at verses 25 to 27. Ito sa passage natin. Sabi ngayon, 25, okay? He said to them, okay, how foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Now that's an interesting statement from Jesus. Instead of parang bombarding them with logic and proofs, he, you know, guided them back to the source of, you know, yung kanilang stability of their faith, which is of course no other than the Word of God. And then ito yung sinabi niya, very crucial in verse 26, did not the Christ, of course referring to himself, have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? In other words, this is not something na parang out of the blue na nangyari. It has been recorded, it has been written in the Word of God, and it has been fulfilled according to the Word of God. And he himself, Jesus, no, told them about it and how it's going to happen. Pero nakalimutan nila. And you know, in the day-to-day life na meron tayo, sometimes we just forget things. Okay? And we have to go back to the Word of God. Sabi sa verse 27. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. Now, this is an important thing, no, to understand, no, na, that God's word, the scriptures, okay, it's not just for our knowledge. It's not just para meron tayong alam na mga Bible verses. The purpose of the scriptures is for to lead us into the knowledge of Jesus and the wisdom that emanates from that, that we may know Jesus. You know, the Word of God is intended to help us understand who our Savior is and how He intends to fulfill His purpose in our lives. So the Word of God is very essential sa buhay natin. And in fact, you would notice this sa buhay mo when you begin to lose your way from the time, stage one, misdirection, and then desolation, you know, before you enter into the stage three. Usually, nawawala ka na sa, ano, sa Word of God, sa buhay mo. I mean, the Word of God is slowly being neglected in your life. And Interestingly, that's also the key sa restoration mo. It's going back to His Word, opening your heart once again to listen, to let the Spirit of the Lord reveal Himself to you through His Word. And it's important na maintindihan natin, the Word of God leads us to Jesus, and Jesus Himself is the one that clarifies and exegetes the Word of God para sa atin, or explains the Word of God. So, you know, it's the key sa pag-turn around natin, sa buhay natin, going back to faith, you know, from doubt to faith. This is the turning point. At usually, pag ikaw ay medyo naliligaw ng landas, this is where you must really acknowledge the key turning point sa buhay mo is to go back to the Word of God, go back to the gospel, go back to the truth. And yeah, minsan, it will be hard, but you've got to make that turn around and say, Lord Jesus, tulungan mo ako. I want to go back to your word. Because often, yung mga nanlalamig sa Christian life are those who depart, you know, from God's word, and they begin to focus more sa world, you know, they begin to focus more sa, you know, mga concerns nila sa mundong ito. Okay? And then let's go to stage four, which is communion. Okay? Communion, of course, has to do with having that intimate walk with the Lord again. So verses 28 to 31, let's look into that. Okay? Verses 28 to 31. Oh, sorry, verse 28. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going further. Now, that's an interesting thing. Gusto ba niyang iwan yung mga disciples? I don't think so. But he wants them to have their own choice. When the Word of God begins to, you know, intersect muli sa life mo, and when you realize God's Word is truth, you still have a choice, eh? Whether you would want to go to Jesus and abide in Him, and, you know, and it's not something na fino-force sa atin ng Panginoon. Okay? And then sabi niya, but they urge him strongly, stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over. So, paggabi na yun. Yung time slot kasi ng mga Jews is different from us. When sunset is about to happen, depending on the time, for them, the day is almost over. Okay? So, he went in to stay with them. Okay? So, nag-stay siya doon. And the Bible says na when he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Well, some people think that he is parang doing, you know, the Lord's Supper here, but that's the text doesn't say that. But it does indicate na mayroon deep fellowship na nais ng Panginoon na mangyari. Okay. And then sabi niya, then their eyes were open and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. Their eyes were open. So it was really the Lord who was, you know, guiding them through this experience. And even though the scriptures were open for them, that was still not enough. The Lord had to work in their hearts and open their eyes. So that stage is very important sa ating pagbabalik-loob sa Panginoon, yung communion natin. Going back to Jesus, going back to an intimate walk with the Lord. Pag ang mga Kristiyano nalalamig, you know, or they begin to lose sight of the truth, so they get misdirected, you know, yun yung stage one, and then stage two, they begin to experience desolation of all kinds. Stage three is when they begin to go back to the Word of God, or the Word of God begins to penetrate their hearts again. And then this stage, which is very important, is going back to that walk with the Lord, being open and transparent again, just like in real friendship and in a real relationship, going back to the Lord, you know, praying to Him, asking Him once again to come and rule in our hearts as Lord and Savior of our lives. This is the thing that kailangan mangyari sa atin. So, that's why you really have to just go back to the same things that ginagawa mo dati. You have to return to that. If you remember when you were just starting in the Christian life, That was something very special, you know, every time that you would pray to the Lord, that you would spend time in His presence. No, that was the thing that you always did without really thinking. And now you must go back to that, okay? And which leads us to the final stage, which is conviction, okay? And of course, this conviction eventually leads to our commissioning as well. So let's look at verse 32 to 35. Sabi ngayon doon, you know, they ask each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? So they began to look into their own hearts and they saw na, wow, you know, this is not something na parang they came up with, or they realized that the Holy Spirit worked in their hearts. So they got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, it is true, sabi nila, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon. So yun ang kanilang testimony, no? Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. So at this point, they have come full circle, ika nga. They went back to that original state na meron sila prior to their being misdirected. So now they have conviction and now they're ready to testify about the Lord Jesus. So looking into that again, stage one, misdirection. Stage two would be desolation. Stage three would be revelation. Stage four, communion. And then stage five would be conviction. So this will be the healthy state na meron tayo. You know, if we are walking by faith, we have conviction and natural sa atin to testify about the Lord, to share our faith. You know, we are active in sharing our faith. And malalaman mo yan eh, kasi na kapag naliligaw ka na, you don't share your faith, you don't talk about the Lord Jesus. Sometimes you might even keep your true identity secret sa mga friends mo so that they would not ask you about it. But yung opposite nun, you talk about the Lord, you know, you start siguro meeting with people, maybe starting a small group in the office para you can talk about the Lord Jesus Christ or in the neighborhood siguro. These are all mga manifestations that you're living by faith in the Lord Jesus. So to summarize, okay, the journey from doubt to faith is a gift from God. You would notice throughout the story, they were kept from recognizing him and then their eyes were opened. So lahat yun passive, you know, passive ang voice. Ibig sabihin, it was the Lord. It was the Lord Jesus who opened their eyes. And it was the Lord Jesus, you know, by his grace, who enabled them to journey back from doubt to faith. I don't know about you kung nararanasan mo ba yung panlalamig sa Panginoon, but there is hope, no? As you trust in the Lord, go to Him and ask Him, Lord, tulungan mo ako na makabalik ako from doubt to faith. Help me to go back from doubt to faith. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. Even if you have become lukewarm, medyo nalamig ka na, you're, you know, misdirected na in your life, you're no longer sharing your faith, there's always hope. Just go back to Jesus. Do what you used to do. Get into God's Word again. Siguro may review mo yung real life Bible study. Try to understand once again what the, you know, Word of God says to you. And then, you know, experience communion with the Lord Jesus again through prayer, through the meditation of God's Word. And just repent and go back, where nothing is impossible with the Lord. He will restore you. He will heal you. Amen? So I hope na nakatulong po sa atin yan for this morning. And do share. Lalo na itong, you know, may kilala ka na nanlalamig sa Panginoon. Share this, this broadcast with them. Share this video. Amen? So, purihin ang Panginoon. Let us pray. Lord, maraming salamat po, dear God, for your grace. And salamat po, Panginoon, na you are at work in our hearts. You don't want us to depart from the truth. You want us to have a vibrant faith in you that is truly real and alive sa puso namin each day. So Lord, tulungan niyo po kami. If there's anyone right now who is becoming lukewarm, lalamig, or maybe getting misdirected, I pray, O Lord, that you would restore in us, Lord, a true, intimate relationship with you. I pray, O Lord, that you would bring us back from doubt to faith again. So, maraming salamat po, Panginoon. And if there's anyone that we know, Lord, remind us of their names and help us to share God's word with them. Maybe this video give us courage and, Lord, and confidence that you will work in their hearts as well. So, maraming salamat po, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord, for this word for us today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.